NFL conference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 0-3 in conference, 2-5 overall, and have a bye on Saturday before returning to action by hosting Indiana on October 27th. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. You know, just speaking for the Illini football team, you know, very frustrating game last week from the team aspect, coaching aspect, and I'm well aware of the Illini Nation aspect. You know, did not play to potential and did lose our quarterback and had some injuries, but, we have got to make strides forward. And this week being an off week, we understand that as a football team, we've got to get healed up, but we also got to get better with our, individual things for the football team to improve on. So, we've gone to something where we're taking one day at a time. We're talking about owning the day and trying to get ourselves better each and every football day, each and every day as a human being, and trying to move this program forward.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Mason Monheim, another 8 tackles last week. Talk about the performance of this guy as a freshman.
Well, you know, he's been kind of pushed into duty due to some injuries, and he's a heck of a young man. Very proud, you know, to have him on this football team. He has great football intelligence. You know, he's really probably playing older than an 18-year-old. Mike Fatina also was involved in that football game quite a bit due to injury, another freshman. But probably the way those guys responded, we've got to get better at the position. There's no question about it, and understanding exactly where we fit and doing those things. But very proud of Mason and proud of some of these freshmen that are playing for us right now.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Colleen Kane with Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Coach. I was wondering if you could confirm the report that Ryan Klatchko is retiring because of concussions.
Yes, Ryan had some issues that, of course, with the head and how important those things are now. We don't want anything to ever occur. But Ryan is going to be provided with a medical scholarship. He's still going to be involved in this football team. He's going to help coach, help be involved in the weight room, things that we're going to do for any student athlete that we have. But due to the fact that he's had numerous concussions throughout 2-a-days and throughout, the last couple weeks, then we feel that it's necessary to medically redshirt him.
When did you come up with that decision? You know, what did you say to him about it?
Well, it was tough. I mean, for anybody. I mean, he wants to play and wants to be involved, but, our doctors are the ones that are – when you have numerous, within the last couple months, numerous – concussions, you have to make a decision just as you do as a father. And we sat down and talked to him about it, and he understands. He still wants to be involved in this football team. The Illini are very important to him. He's just going to have to do it in a way of being a student coach instead of being a player. So of course he was distraught by it, but he totally understands, and we've got to look towards the future and what's best for him for the future.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Ron of John Krasinski with Associated Press.
Yeah, Coach, just getting back to Ryan a little bit. I mean, how important is it for you guys to be able to keep him around like that and keep him with the program? A player like that giving up something that he loves, obviously he could have a rough time with it, and at least just being able to hang around has got to be good for his spirits that way, and maybe for the team to have him around as well.
Well, an injury took my so-called career, but, I have experienced the, when you're around this game so much and you love it like Ryan does and like I did, and enough to stay in it, I say to him when he came in, what else do you – if you can't play – what do you want to be involved in? And he does. He has aspirations of being a strength and conditioning guy. So that's what we're going to utilize this time for. We're going to let him get involved in our strength and conditioning program, and we're going to provide him with opportunities so that he can become a better individual in those aspects. So, you know, that if he does make that decision to become that in his future, then that's what we're going to provide for him. He's still part of this team, and we're still going to need him to be successful because I want as many true Illini around this football program that I possibly can get.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
I was wondering, with the bye week and then with the second half coming up, do you start to look towards some younger players a little bit more at this point of the year?
Well, we've been playing quite a few young players. You know, we've had to play quite a few, you know, redshirt or freshmen, true freshmen. But you know, again, what we're trying to do is win football games, and it hasn't. If you look at the stat, I mean, it's been a year. You know, we lost our first game a year ago on October 15th, and now it's October 13th, and we lose to the University of Michigan. So, you know, our intentions now, as I mentioned earlier in my statement earlier, is that we have to take each day at a time, and we have to make ourselves better each day. So I want to play the best players that we possibly can play each and every week. If it's a freshman, it's a freshman. If it's a senior, it's a senior. And this is still I've got a senior-laden football team, and I want those seniors to be successful.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.